This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
We're looking inside the Shore postgame show. Maryland Eastern Shore falling 66-63 to Longwood tonight. And we were able to snag Cliff Reed, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball, and he is here with us right now. So, Coach, we shaved the 12-point deficit and made it 2 in the final minute, eventually losing by 3. I mean, it was it got loud in here, and that really got the crowd into it late.
Yeah, I want to commend the young man of Eastern Shore for really fighting and never not worrying about the score, but just playing each possession. And that's what we're trying to do. So that's very gratifying to see those guys play the way we've been teaching.
And Coach, you did a great job substituting people tonight with a short bench, only 8 players, rotating people in and out. And I think the players they got a little tired at the end, but the excitement caused them to go on. But you did a great job rotating players in and out of there.
Well, thank you, but it's easy to do that when you only got 8 of them.
Yeah, that's a thought. That's right.
We just got to get in better shape because we should be prepared to play a 40-minute game. So that's on me to make sure we get in a little bit better shape. I know we were shorthanded due to injuries and everything, but I tell you, they'll be commended because we played a well-coached, good basketball team, and hats off to Longwood because they're well-coached, they play really well, and then number one is just a phenomenal score.
Yeah. A.J. Cheeseman led the team in scoring again with 17 points, coming alive again in the second half. Last 20 minutes of the game, he's money. I guess it's just a question now of getting him going in the first 20 minutes, too.
Yeah, absolutely, because I talked to him about that at halftime, that maybe we would have had a substantial lead. And then they would have been playing from coming back, and some of those shots that were the basket big wouldn't have been as big to them if they were losing as opposed to them close game or 1 or 2 point ball game.
Coach, it also looked like you were every time Walton was getting the basketball, you're kind of doubling him, or you're watching him all the time. So I think really they did a pretty good job. He made a Hail Mary in there, running and jumping and making the last. That was a tough shot.
Absolutely. I thought we could have done a better job. I'm a coach. That's what we're saying. I thought he had way too many points. We were running at him every time. We were trying to deny him as well. And like I said, he's a really good scorer. But I just want to improve. I thought we improved from the exhibition to the Georgetown game to the NC State game. Now, we need to get a little bit better and be able to finish and sustain playing well. We had a little lull at the last 7 minutes of the game. And I think fatigue played a part of that because of, lack of players due to injuries and whatnot.
Now we got 5 days until North Texas. What's the message as we head down and play the Mean Green?
Let's improve. Let's continue to work at fundamentals. Let's continue to work at transition defense, half-court D, rebounding the basketball. That's what wins games for you, playing defense and rebounding the ball and taking better care of the ball. And we'll make some shots as time go on.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach, and
thanks,
we'll see you down in Texas.
Thank you, guys.